and welcome to the Toddcast. Today, we are running a mission whereas I am taking youngest daughter to little brother's house so that she can spend a few days babysitting and hanging with her younger cousins and so forth. So, we've got about a 2-hour drive in front of us. Of which I don't necessarily intend to podcast the entire time. That seems like that might be a bit much for folks who are used to, you know, half hour, 45 minutes worth of podcast. But we're going to run with it, see how it goes. But that also means that I have with me, in the vehicle, special guest, Lillian.
Hello.
There you go. So, Lily's been pretty excited to be on the podcast for a while now. Just has not been a whole lot of opportunity where the two of us have been in the car long enough to make it podcast worthy, so to speak. Most of the time when it's just the two of us, it's running you to or from school, which is like a 5-10 minute ride, would you say?
Yeah.
So we got this opportunity, so we're going to dive on it. So, Lily, let me start off this way. I know you've heard the podcast before, because you've been in the car when we've listened to an episode or two.
Yes.
But I'm under the impression that you are not, per se, a regular listener. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So, for the most part, all the episodes where I've talked mad smack about you, you haven't heard those, so we can start this with a clean slate.
Yeah.
Sweet. Good deal. Whatever you do, don't go back and listen to old episodes. It'll break your heart. I kid. So, Lily. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm your daughter. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. Be sure to subscribe and like us in... okay, seriously.
No. I don't know. I'm a high schooler, sophomore. I do theater. Yeah.
Okay. Good deal. You're on winter break.
I am.
How was your first semester in the high schools? Do we feel that was successful?
I don't know. Probably not. I mean, like, it was fine. My GPA is fine, so it was fine.
So to summarize, fine.
Yes.
Is what we're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's better than, you know, unfined, I suppose. What did you have for classes this last semester?
English, math, science, choir, yoga, health. I think that was it.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
I went through my schedule. Oh, Latin.
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 That's fun. Are you able to kick any Latin out to us? Is it conversational Latin, or is it just reading old school Latin? What is this Latin all about?
I can say Minerva est dea.
What exactly does that mean?
Minerva is a god.
All right. Well, I think you're well equipped to, you know, start a career in the clergy or, you know, as a young wizard.
I think so.
That's what Latin's used for nowadays, right?
Right.
Some sort of science. You can name some bugs or plants if you need to. That's good.
I don't know. We just read stories in Latin about, like, Latins, Romans, and stuff.
All right. This is your first year of Latin, right?
Correct.
I know your sister took Latin. She took, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
Is that your plan also, or are you going to switch it up? How are you enjoying Latin?
Let's go there. I love Latin.
Yeah?
I want to take the second year of Latin over the summer because I'm a year behind, and then I'll be in AP Latin my senior year. That's my goal.
Okay.
Because it doesn't cost money.
How many years of Latin do they offer?
4.
They offer 4 years of Latin?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because there's Latin 1, 2, 3, and then... AP Latin.
Okay. I know when I went to school, we didn't have Latin. I had dove on top of Latin. Again, for spellcasting purposes.
That's yes.
What we expect. They just offered Spanish and French as options. And I believe they only had 3 years. You know, Spanish 1, 2, and 3, or French 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Of which, as has been mentioned on the podcast before, I suck at languages. And I needed 2 years for college. So I took, you know, Spanish 1 and 2. I believe my junior and senior years. And sucked at it and can't speak Spanish now. It's exciting that they have, you know, 4 years for you and you're excited and enjoying that.
Technically,
so that's good.
It's like 6 years. Because in middle school, you have to take French or Spanish. And, like, that's split up into Spanish 1A and Spanish 1B.
Okay.
So, like, Spanish 1 is, like, split into 2. And that, you could do that or French. They didn't have Latin.
Gotcha.
Then when you get to the high school, you can take Latin.
Gotcha.
But, I don't know. Our school's, like, you can take Latin, French, Spanish. And then, like, technically, you can take, like, Columbus State School, like, classes. But you have to do a bunch of tests, and it costs, like, $1 million, so, take a different language.
That seems pretty steep, $1 million.
Yeah.
Probably best avoided.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, when I was in, when I went to college, my roommate, took German in high school, which I also think would have been pretty cool.
Yeah. But it just depends on the school you go to. Like, I know Columbus City schools do, like, ASL to, like, I don't know about any other schools, but, like, okay. Upper Arlington probably does every language you've ever heard of.
Okay. So we need to transfer you to Upper Arlington so that you can learn Klingon, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair. Sounds like a plan. So yoga, what's that about? He asked, knowing full well that she was taking it so that she didn't have to take an actual gym class.
Yes. I hated it.
You hated yoga?
Like, I like yoga. Like, it was fun. The teacher, though, like, it's funny because, like, yoga's, like, calming or whatever.
Okay.
My teacher, the most stressful person in the world. She didn't have a relaxing voice. She'd be like, "Go into downward dog."
No, oh, that seems like, counterintuitive.
Yeah, it really wasn't great.
So there's you know, hot yoga and regular yoga, and apparently you got to take stress yoga.
Yeah, no, and she would always like yell at us for like being stressed out. She's like, "You're stressed out because you're not getting sleep," and I'm like, "We're stressed out because of your class."
All right. So is that a full year thing, or now that you're done with the semester, you're over it?
I'm done. But I still have to take another semester of gym classes.
Gotcha. So are you going to go for actual gym, or are you going to...
No!
Is there a yoga too, or what's the...
You just take yoga again.
Is it the same yoga?
Yeah.
You just take it twice, and they let that count?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like... I think it's like a gym class, because you do a lot of strength thing and stuff.
Right.
Kind of. Depends on the day. Like, sometimes there's a thing called Shavasana. So, like, you just lay. You're supposed to be meditating, but it's just nap time, pretty much. You're just laying in corpse pose. So you're just on your back laying.
Corpse pose?
Yes! So you just lay on your back. And we did this at the end of class every day for, like, between, like, 15 and 5 minutes.
So, let me get this straight. You end each yoga class in a thing called corpse pose. I don't understand how that could be stressful at all. That's sarcasm. I can tell from the look on your face that you're not getting that. But, yeah, that's weird.
No, but I mean, I had it first period. And everyone loves it, though. Like, Shavasana, because it was just nap time.
Okay, so you start each day with stress yoga, which ends with you in corpse pose, which is essentially nap time, first thing in the morning. Like, what time does first period end?
8:32.
So you already had a nap by the time I show up to work.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. Fair enough. So, I guess, are there other, like, I know your sister also did not want to take gym class and got herself into tennis.
Yeah.
And did that route. You do not want to take gym class, so you opted for yoga, which is maybe a little more stressful than you prefer. Are there any other options? Or is it yoga, take an actual gym class, or figure out a sport?
So, there's flex and toe you can take, which is a combination. So, some days you'll do yoga with the same yoga teacher.
Okay.
And some days you'll go into the gym and you'll do, like, weightlifting and, like, strength training and stuff.
Okay. Like, and then, on, like, weight machines and,
yeah,
and that stuff?
And you'll, like, lift weights and learn how to do it properly.
Okay.
And then, you can also take strength training, but it's kind of like its own clique. It's like football players. Like this one.
No way.
Yeah, no, this one guy was going to take strength training, but he had to get switched into yoga because they were like, sorry, this is a football player class only, which is kind of dumb, I think. But you can take strength training. They like, but it's kind of awful because they also, like, my friend wanted to do it, and they were like, this is a pretty much an all-guys class, so I would recommend you just take yoga again. And she was, like, really salty.
Did they enforce that, or did they just say that, and then she was, you know, dissuaded from doing it that way, or did they flat out say, yeah, no, you can't do this?
No, they didn't say flat out she couldn't do it, but they strongly suggested. At least that's what I got from what she said.
Okay.
So, I think it's kind of...
So I'm gathering from this that there is a yoga teacher. So if you take yoga again, it's not like there are a couple and you might luck out and get the non-stressy yoga teacher.
Correct.
You sign up for yoga, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the other thing is, like, we'll do yoga and then we'll have a classroom day where she just has us sit in a classroom and tells us why we're stressed out. And not how to fix it, just why we're stressed out. She's like, you're stressed out because you're not sleeping. You're stressed out because you're not eating right. She made someone go out in the hall for eating a donut. She made someone eat.
She made them go out into the hall to eat the donut?
Yeah, to eat the donut.
Okay.
Which, by the way, it was like those packages of like mini donuts, like powdered sugar or chocolate.
Oh, yes. Those are delightful.
Yes. And they bought it from the school cafeteria.
Okay.
For breakfast. So, like, you're punishing someone for something the school sold them. Punish the school, not the child that literally... breakfast.
So the school should be forced to sit out in its own hallway.
Yes.
I can get behind this. This makes perfect sense to me. I'm good with that. Cool. So, when you get back from the break, you said yoga was just a half year thing.
Yeah, so health.
Do you have new classes coming up that are replacing that, or are those turning
into
study halls?
I just have study halls.
Okay.
Because I didn't have any study halls this semester.
Okay.
Which was, like, the biggest mistake ever. But now I have two study halls.
What do they call them these days? Because it's my understanding they don't actually call them study halls.
Well, if you're a freshman, they're called enrichment.
Okay.
If you're...
Once you're past the freshman, they go back to calling them study halls like normal people?
No, they call them academic prep.
Oh, yes, of course. That makes all the sense. Fair enough. So you're going to have a study hall?
Two. Two, yes.
So there's no reason to have homework. Or wait, one of them's going to be first thing in the day, because that's when yoga was.
Yeah, and so, one of them's going to be in the middle of the day.
So you get to be in that fun situation to where you either do your homework and have first period to do nothing, or you save it for first period and stress out that you can get it done in time for the next class.
It's the worst.
Yeah, I remember in high school, I had 1 year or semester or something where I had a first period study hall.
I just want, like, a 12th period, like a last period.
Like, last period's great, because then you can just, like, okay, cool, and hammer the stuff out.
You know,
I had one of those, too.
Stuff you have to do, yeah.
Right.
And if I was a junior, I wouldn't have to come to school first period. Like, because they have, they don't have senior privilege, but if they have an academic prep first period or 12th period, like, they don't have to...
You can come in late.
Yeah.
I seem to remember one time I had a study hall last, like, my senior year. I had a study hall at the end of the day, and they're like, yeah, you just cut out.
Yeah.
But again, those were different times.
No, you can do that.
Because I went home for lunch every day.
You can't do that unless you're a senior.
No, I did that as a freshman, like, all 4 years, because I lived, like, a block away from high school.
Yeah. I mean, people do it. Like, a lot of people don't go to their academic preps. Or they will, and then they'll just check in and leave.
Gotcha.
But you're technically not supposed to.
Gotcha. Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
So, tell us about this theater situation.
Oh, interesting. Theater's crazy. Yeah.
All right, cool. So that covers theater. Let's
no.
talk about...
No, it's just chaos all the
well,
time.
How long have you been involved with theater in one respect or another? Like, this is not your first exposure
to
theater.
No, not my first rodeo. Since 7th grade. I started theater in 7th grade.
Okay.
But that was way different than theater at high school. Because we do, like, a show a month.
Okay.
I'm in 3 shows this year.
And what are these shows?
One was called Smile. I was already in that. It's not a very good show. Naaman, the theater director, even admit that. He was just like, I just need to we have a bunch of girls in theater, and I needed to cast a big female cast, so that's what I did.
And that was the one about the pageant, correct?
Yeah, that was kind of stupid. Yeah. And then the one I'm in right now is called Children of Eden.
Pardon me. And what is that about?
So it sounds biblical, obviously. But, like, it's, the message is, like, it follows, like, Adam and Eve in, like, the first act. But it's not, like, religious. It's more, like, the moral is more about family than it is about God.
So kill your brother is the moral of that story.
Well, okay, so, like, they have, like, so, like, I forget, I don't even know, like, Cain, the mark of Cain, do you know what that is?
Oh, I know all about the mark of Cain.
Okay, so, like, it's sort of about that, and then, so, that's what, like, ends the first act, is him, like, killing.
Right.
And then everyone that's related to Cain is, like, servant or whatever, and then on Noah's Ark, they sneak someone on the boat with the mark of Cain.
Okay.
And, like, Jonah.
What? Spoiler warning! Real quick.
Oh, spoiler warning, kind of. Oh, Todd, I'm gonna spoil it for you, but...
That's fine.
No,
is this a musical or is this a play?
It's a musical.
Okay.
And so, they have the mark of Cain, and then they sneak this girl into the boat because this guy, Yafet, is, like, in love with Jonah, and Jonah has the mark of Cain. And so, like, they then, he, like, sneaks her on the boat, and she, like, and then there's all the storms and stuff on Noah's Ark or whatever. And, like, they find out that she's on the boat, and they're like, she's the reason we have to kill her, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And then, like, Noah prays or whatever, and then removes the mark of Cain from Yana's head.
That's a neat trick.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's your third production this year?
It's called The Exiled Princess. It's about, like, corrupt princesses after they're, like, happy ever after or whatever. Their happy ending.
Like, actual princesses or, like, storybook princesses?
Storybook princesses.
Like, Snow White, Prince Charming, and
Sort of like that.
They go off to live happily ever after, and then she turns into some sort of evil shrew, or
kind of. Like, I've never read the script. Someone at our school.
That's still yet to come.
Someone at our school wrote it, so, like.
Oh, this is written by the students.
Yeah. Well, one student. And she's really good. It's not going to be, like, one of those, like, SNL skits, you know, that makes fun of high school.
Sure.
At least I hope so.
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
I haven't read it yet.
Fair enough.
But, like, it's, like, it's just, like, about, like, once, like, the story ends in, like,
sequel
a storybook.
Okay.
Sequel.
So, this is a musical or a play?
It's a play.
Okay. That's probably for the best.
Yeah. True.
Because Smile was a musical,
yeah.
Right? There was singing and dancing and such involved.
There's a lot, yeah.
Cool. So, what have you done previously? Tell us about your previous works.
Okay, well, 7th grade, I did the Music Man.
Right.
I was Anita.
Yes.
8th grade, we did Cinderella the Musical. Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yes.
I was Cinderella.
Yeah, you were.
That was pretty crazy.
Yep.
Then I did... I've done crew for a lot of shows, but I don't, like, count that.
We'll talk about that in a moment.
Yeah.
But as far as actual on-stage presence. So
that's
7th and 8th grade. You talked about sophomore year, so freshman year. Fill in that gap.
Yeah. Then I was in Guys and Dolls.
as chorus?
Yeah, as a dancer.
Dancing, singing.
Yeah, as a dancer. And then I was in I Believe in Make Believe, which is the children's show. That's like Exiled Princess and I Believe in Make Believe are children's shows.
Oh,
that's so like,
the princess thing's a children's show.
So like the
so it's not
going to
get too dark.
No. Okay. So the children from like the elementary schools come and see it.
Right.
And that's so it's not supposed to be like a serious show. They're supposed to be like dumb and like childish.
For the youngins.
Right.
Makes sense.
So I was in I Believe in Make Believe as a like as that. No, I didn't say what I was as. I was as a cat.
So you were a couple of things now.
Yeah, I was a cat, I was a soldier. I think that was it. Maybe I was a princess or something, I don't remember. And then I was in Smile.
That
I was Kimberly Lyons. Then I'm in Children of Eden just as a dancer again.
Right.
Because I dance or whatever.
Do you know what you're going to be in the princess thing?
No, he hasn't cast it.
Okay.
He hasn't cast it yet. So, yeah.
So, good stuff. So, this crew. So what do you, what is crew? What is that? How does that work?
Well.
What do you do?
There's different kinds of crew. You can do tech, like, to, like, help build the show, and everyone in theater has to do.
Like, the
tech.
Sets?
Yeah, build the sets. Everyone has to, like, get 12 tech hours.
Okay.
I have significantly more than that, because I'm not fake. But
okay.
No, but like people who get their bare minimum tech hours, like it's a tech thing. But yeah, so you gotta do that, and then you can do crew for a show. So there's costume crew, so you'd help with quick changes and keeping everything like costume wise.
You don't make the costumes, you just help people change in between.
Depending
scenes.
On who you are. Like the costume director, she knows like a lot of people, like, there's a group of people that she knows, and they will help her say some stuff and fix some stuff.
For example, your mom.
No, like, students.
Oh, students. Okay.
Yeah. So, like, there are some people. And then there's run crew, who move all the sets and whatnot, you know.
Okay.
Makeup crew for some shows. So, if there's age makeup or, like, the one show Ella was in, the monkeys, like,
right.
So, like, crazy makeup like that.
Okay.
There will be makeup crew. And then there's light and soundboard. So,
okay.
Like, someone does the lights, someone does sound.
Gotcha.
But normally that's with the student directors. So, yeah.
Cool.
I got crew for a lot of shows.
Nice. Deal. Anything you want to talk about in regards to choir? I'm not going to get into a whole, hey, let's talk about your math class, your English class, because that just doesn't sound, you know, particularly exciting for you or me or anyone listening, but, you know, anything noteworthy on the choir front other than you are in choir and you sing pretty?
It's a stressful class. And, like, people kind of undermine it, and they're like, it's choir, you just sing. But it's kind of, like, stressful. The choir director, he's crazy. He's like, I want international recognition. If you sing the one note wrong, I'm never talking to you guys again. I'm quitting. And like, he's, like, kind of crazy. But... going to Washington, D.C. for free. But he's only talked about it a couple times, and, like, those plans always fall through. But we're going to sing in some fancy, like, choir thing and listen to some college lady tell us what we're doing wrong.
Okay.
But also, it's the teacher's cousin.
So there are some connections there, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good deal. Cool.
Yeah.
Alrighty, cool deal. So that's school in a quick little nutshell there.
Yeah.
So I know that a lot of your, you know, extracurricular type situations, stuff that you do, tends to also center around the theater. Because you're not just in theater as a, you know, like it's some sort of club. Like, that's an actual class that you're taking. But you also go in, you know, after school for rehearsals and all that stuff.
Yeah. It's really to me.
But I guess outside of that, what do you...
Any crafts?
Okay. That's a very all-encompassing sort of heading, crafts. Any particular crafts you enjoy more so than others?
Painting. I like to paint.
Okay.
I like to sew scrunchies in particular, because those are easy.
Scrunchie sewing, gotcha.
I like makeup. That's not really a craft.
I mean, it's painting a face, I suppose. That's sort of pushing the edges of the, you know, pushing the boundaries of the definition there, but, you know, I'll allow it, sure, for your sake.
Knitting. I like to knit.
Right?
I can call an old lady for it.
That's a thing that happens.
Like, all the time.
Do you knit, like, at school or at rehearsals or, like, in public, or is it just that people know that you knit?
Both.
Okay.
I'll bring knitting to school sometimes if I, like, really need to finish a scarf.
What sort of things do you knit?
Scarves.
Scarves? Just straight up scarves?
Well, that's the easiest thing to knit because I don't know how to curve anything or do anything fancy.
Okay.
So I'll do scarves and then I'll use my hat glue sometimes to make hats.
Right.
I really was on a kick for a while there.
Yes.
But then I kind of took a step back.
As you do from time to time. That's
I don't really... Phases.
That's legit.
Bads. Bloom bands.
Yeah, there were plenty of bloom bands at one point. I recall them being everywhere throughout the house at all times. That is for real. So.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Anything else on your mind you want to chat about? We've been kind of going at this for a little under half an hour. Not saying we have to stop, but like I said, we can, if there's something you want to chat about, we can chat about it. But if you're tapped out, we can ease on out of this. Up to you. No pressure. What are your plans? What are your goals?
In life?
Short term, long term, whatever. What's the plan for Lily?
That's a good question. I don't know.
That's good. You're young. No one necessarily expects you to have, you know, a full-on blueprint of what the future is.
Short-term, I'd say just, like, get good grades.
That seems a good goal. Get behind that.
Yeah. Like, not get, like, too stressed out about, like, theater and stuff, you know?
That's good.
Long-term, help people, like...
Just general, you just want to help people, or is there a particular means of helping people that you have in mind at this point?
I don't know. I've been thinking of, like, maybe the Peace Corps. Because maybe that's gonna be fun, but I don't know. I've heard some stories about
Pardon me. So I guess let me ask you this, and this is not meant as you know, trying to poke holes in anything. This is a legit... I've heard of the Peace Corps, but I have no idea what they actually do. I don't know to what degree you may have researched or not, but what does the Peace Corps do these days?
They do so much. You can do Peace Corps stuff in AmeriCorps. You'd stay in America.
Okay.
I think the Peace Corps goes out. I could be wrong.
But like doing what?
I want to go out of the country. A lot of stuff. So they'll go to, like, third world countries, teach people, like, how to be clean, like, hygiene stuff.
Okay.
Like, that, I feel like, would be cool. Giving food, like, helping communities. But then, like, that's just, like, the good side. There was, like, this one group that after, like, Rwanda, all the stuff in Rwanda happened, you know?
Right.
like, they had to go build, like, mass graves for all the dead bodies.
Okay.
And, like, that, I don't know, that's what kind of freaks me out about it. Because you're helping people, but, like, I don't know, that's, like, I feel like I wouldn't be able to handle that, you know?
So what you're saying is that the corpse pose in yoga is stressful enough. Actually, handling corpses might be a step too far.
Yeah.
And that's fair. That's fair. I mean, I can say, from my experience, when we got deployed to Honduras after the hurricane, you know, there were some grisly moments there, after that devastation. I can see how maybe that's not, you know, something you want to necessarily sign up for if you're not, you know, into that per se. So, that's fair. Cool.
Short-term and long-term goals?
My short-term goal is to get you to Eric's and enjoy some square pizza. So I pre-texted Eric and said, you know, mission one, deliver the youngster. Mission two is hang out with my brother. Mission three is to acquire square pizza. So,
yes.
And perhaps, you know, in a future podcast, I will dig into, you know, what I mean by square pizza and why it is so magical.
It's pizza that's square.
Yes, but it's so much more than that.
It's got good sauce and cheese.
Indeed. Long-term goals, if we're going super long-term, you know, you're well aware of the, you know, the campground yurtplex situation. Which, again, I should probably do a whole cast on that at some point, because that's a bit more to get into than right now. You know, that kind of stuff. We're gonna see how this podcasting, you know, goes.
You become like Andrew?
I don't know about all that, you know, I am writing a book.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've kind of lost some steam on, what with the holidays and so forth, but do intend to finish that up, so.
You know. How far are you into it?
Somewhere between 30,000 and 40,000 words at this point.
Dang.
Which is a lot, but based on the outline, there's still a whole heck of a lot of book to write.
Can you give me a synopsis about it?
The quick synopsis is the first part, the part that's written, is largely around, the birth of a child, is destined to become a wizard in the world that I'm building. Magic is possible, but only if you have the blood for it.
Yeah.
It's sort of a genetic mutation that allows you to tap into the astral plane and therefore perform magic.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's his birth and the circumstances around that birth. And there's a priest and an old woman that play a role in that. And I'm trying not to be too spoilery here. And the next part, the part that's being written, is, you know, his youth and his being, you know, taught by the priest. He's being groomed to, you know, eventually become clergy himself. And the part that I'm currently writing reintroduces the old woman, who's going to start teaching him, you know, the ways of magic. And I'm just going to leave the rest of it go, because A, it's not written, and B, I don't want to spoil things. But
is there going to be, like, romance in it or anything?
There's not really any romantic elements currently in it. I'm not specifically writing it to be YA, but I feel like it, when it's all said and done, it might be able to be. And while the YAs like to throw in their, you know, love triangles and such, I feel like putting that into this story would be forcing it. And also,
but that's what happens in most young adult books.
Yeah, I don't know how necessary that is. I think just because a lot of YA has romantic elements doesn't mean you necessarily need to shoehorn it in if that's not part of the story.
Right. I 100% agree. So, I hate romantic books. Like, well, no. Not romance books. Like, I don't like books that have a good plot and then they just throw romance in there.
Right.
Like, Divergent was so good. And then Triss had to fall in love with Four. And then I was like, over it. I'm like, I don't want to read about this. I don't want to read about a romance.
So, Divergent, I never read. I just watched the movies. Did you read those as well?
Yeah, I did.
Because, like, with the Hunger Games, I didn't read them. I listened to the audiobooks, which to me is the same. You have different opinions there, and we're not going to get into that rabbit hole right now. But I've heard the books, and then I've seen the movies. What's I feel like there's another thing in there. Oh, Harry Potter. Like, I've seen the movies,
I went back
and listened to those audiobooks. And both of those, they don't have some. You know, the Hunger Games had some, you know, love triangle nonsense going in there, which I suppose was fine. I think my whole experience with the Hunger Games is tainted by the fact that I really hate Katniss because she's a self-centered jerk, in my opinion. I think it's because I'm an old guy, and she, I mean, I'm sure she's written very well as a teen person, but just not somebody I can empathize with. Very selfish. You know, Harry Potter did not, I mean, there's some romantic things there, but not super heavy, which is, I felt was a good thing. That's all I've got on that particular piece of topic.
I feel like people just push it. Like, not everything has to involve romance. But, like, also, like, that's what sells, so, I mean, it makes sense why someone would put it in there, like romance. But
right.
I personally do not want to read about romance unless it's like explicitly a romance novel.
That's
like,
fair.
Divergent is the only like example I can think of right now. But like, it was so good, and she's like this like independent woman, like going away from her like parents and like doing her own gig, and then she has to fall in love with a guy. It's just kind of boring. It's also so predictable.
Okay.
You know.
Fair enough.
That's just my personal.
Yeah, like I said, I don't have anything in the plan presently for mine to get romantic. Nor do I think it's likely, because my main character is a young man who is kind of spending all of his time either preparing for the priesthood, which does not, you know, allow for a whole lot of romance, and or studying magic, which is taking up all, like, I just don't know that there's a lot of opportunity or that character would be super interested in getting romantic.
Right, it's kind of like Sheldon from Big Bang Theory.
Sure, we can go with that. That
although I guess he has a girlfriend, just kidding. But, like, that's not his priority.
Right, so. But yeah, that's what I'm looking at. So, we've been kicking this for a little bit, I think here in a minute, I'm going to try and find an exit for the rest stop, so we can make a quick pit stop. So, any parting words you'd like to share with the listeners?
Put your pants on one leg at a time.
That's deep. That's I guess good advice. I sure, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, everyone, that has been Lily.
Thank you
for joining us. As always, subscribe and rate highly on all of the various platforms, and tell your friends and neighbors and family and whoever else you want to, about the podcast, get them listening. It'll be fantastic for them and for you. If you want to leave me some feedback, you can hit me on Twitter @CastTodd. That's with one D. Or you can shoot me an email at ToddCastPodcast, T-O-D-C-A-S-T, at gmail.com. Or if you have the Anchor app, you can leave me a voice message. Any or all of those will work. Enjoy your feedback. And again, thank you all for listening. And until next time, I hope you have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.